Hello, and welcome back to Thornvale, where there be vampires here, apparently.
Apparently.
According to their new friend? Acquaintance?
Question mark?
Yeah. Question mark is a good description question for this fella. If you don't know what we're talking about, it'll be cleared up in a little while where we talk about what happened last time. But for now, I want to invite everyone to come join us over on the Cast Junkie server. That was a pretty good transition. Anyways, it's full of lots of cool people and friends that you can make, that you can talk about actual play podcasts and also like other podcasts. There's not just actual plays on there, but there are a lot of them. So I do highly recommend it if you do like actual plays, but we've also got like, you know, regular people podcasts and sports stuff. I think we have sports. I haven't looked in a while. But we have lots of other podcasts. I highly recommend you come join it and you can come talk to us and all your other podcast friends.
I just have to call you out. If you're a moderator on this podcast server, how do you not know if you have a sports
podcast? Some channels are quieter than others.
Okay.
Yeah, I am a mod, though, so I'm in control. I'm not in control. I'm just a mod. That would be Mr. Cast Junkie himself. He's in control. He's great.
Yes.
And we also, if you can't get enough of our voices and you would like to hear more of them for whatever reason, I mean, I would assume fun would be your reasoning, but if you have other reasons, I guess, we also have a Patreon. So you can come listen to us for any reason that you may have to listen to us. Speaking of Patreon, I would like to call out our most recent patron. I'm going to try to find their name. This person messaged us like a few days ago saying like, hey, this is how we pronounce your name.
Oh, It's the Skyrim
pronounce.
Name.
Ah, yes. It's Jorakeen?
Yeah, I think so.
Jorakeen. Okay. Hi, welcome, Jorakeen. We thank you for joining us, and thank we apologize you. That your name is hard to pronounce.
Well, I thank you for having a really cool name based off of
your name is
Dragon
awesome.
Language.
I'm very
like,
excited.
It's literally based off the dragon language from Skyrim. That's awesome.
It's very cool.
Yeah, that's,
yeah,
awesome.
That's actually
so.
Really
thank
cool.
you for joining us, and I also want to send a special shout out to Andrew's brother who's been listening to the show. And it's really funny.
And
he
just caught up and finally joined the podcast server because he's finally caught up.
Yeah.
And his first entrance was pretty hectic. It happened late at night, so nobody was there. So I feel bad for him, but he'll embarrass me in many ways, I'm sure. So
yeah, he pretended to be our cat.
That'd be exciting.
Great.
He's the funnier one.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty true.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie.
He's a bit more rambunctious than I am.
Yeah, I'm glad I got this one though.
She likes the quiet one.
Just the quiet one. Yeah. So hi, Charlie. You're listening. We know you're listening now. So hi. How's it going? Enjoy the trauma. All right, let's go ahead. Speaking of that, let's get back into the show and find out what happened last time on Thornvale.
Oliver and I decided to head downtown to see where, you know, it was that he got his mind messed with. And I didn't see anything there, so we headed down to the bar where the girl disappeared from. And while we were there, I saw this guy just taking pictures of the area. So he looked really suspicious, so I started chasing him down. He's obviously some kind of magical creature because he can jump farther than a normal human can. But I was able to catch him on top of the roof. His name is Severin. He didn't tell me what he was, but I told him that I worked for the FBI and that I was a witch child to get him to trust me. So we figured out we were looking for the same guy because when I used magic, I saw this, you know, the girl get into a car with this guy and he had all these rings on. And apparently the person he's looking for also has all of these rings. We went down back to street level, went into an ice cream shop and I talked to him. And Severin told me that this guy is apparently a vampire named Raoul. So yeah, there are vampires in Thornvale.
And we're back. So... I think we'll catch back up with Sammy, who I believe is still talking to your new question mark.
Yes,
vampire.
New
he's
mark.
Definitely a vampire. We don't need to beat around the
vampire
bush. We know he's a
question
vampire.
Mark? I don't know. We're not sure yet.
I already stated last time why he can't possibly not be a vampire.
Yeah. Well, we left off with me texting just the word vampire to the group chat. yeah. did I ask?
He was right. Yeah, we left off with you texting it out to the group, and that's where we stopped, yeah.
I don't think I asked Severin. I guess where we could pick up is, I think Sammy would just be like, so what do you want with Raoul? I mean, do you want him dead? Do you want him...
Oh, yes, most certainly.
Dead?
Definitely okay. Dead. Super dead, if possible.
Right.
Not a fan.
Good. I don't think we are either.
I would hope not, yeah.
I have some friends, and I think with all of us, we can make a plan to get rid of him.
What kind of friends?
Just people I've worked with before.
Ouch. Ouch.
Just people.
No, just I'm not trying to, I'm trying to play it down because he seems like suspicious. I don't know why, but he seems like not trusting. So I'm trying to make it seem like, I don't know. She's trying to play it cool.
I think she also knows enough about how we feel about the Dragon Knight secret that we wouldn't want her just saying, oh, I'm Makes friends sense. With Dragon right. Knights. Like, yeah,
playing it down on like both sides because she knows fair. Like, you guys don't want people to know who you are. He doesn't seem like he wants people to know who he is, so...
Okay. That's fair. My hurt was unfounded. I rescind it.
And he says, are they like you? You know, he kind of makes jazz hands with his fingers.
In a way, I guess.
All right, I suppose I won't pry if I'm not going to give you any more information about myself.
Sammy just gives like a one shoulder shrug, like, yeah, like, you don't tell me what you are and you won't find out what they are.
And you trust these friends?
Yes, I do.
Well, I suppose that counts for something. I think he just kind of lapses into silence and drinks his drink.
What responses would I be getting in the group chat?
Yeah, that's what I would like to know.
Yeah, so you send out vampire? Question mark? And Bjorn's just, well, first off,
I just say vampire.
Oh, vampire. Okay, vampire, I thought there was a question. Period. Never mind. Okay. So you send that out. And I think that with how much Bjorn's gotten around for fighting monsters, I need to specify that. I'm pretty sure he knows of vampires. Like, he has to have fought one by now.
Yeah.
Like, I think that they're not uber common, are they?
They're a lot more common than werewolves.
Okay, that's what I was going to say. It's like, I know werewolves, like, we already talked about, they were created by witches, basically, like, recreated because this one witch wanted to have a werewolf, basically. So, vampires are actually a thing that just exist on their own and don't have to be...
Yeah, they're rift creatures.
So,
just extremely humanoid ones.
Extremely humanoid rift creatures. Gotcha. Okay. So... Obviously, it wouldn't be fair in the mechanics of the system to, like, for him to just know things. So I'll roll for it later. But I think he can at least react to a vampire and how deadly they are. So I think he just texts the F-bomb into the chat. That's all he texts back. And then after a little moment, he kind of texts again. He's like, so we gonna meet up and do some research and plan?
And I think Henry's response... Upon seeing this, he's either waiting out in front of the school for Stanley. He's in process of walking out and he sees vampire, and quickly on the heels of the rather pointed exclamation, the other two will see, are we talking Dracula, vampire, or the series that shall not be named? And he dashes in. That's just for flavor for those people who know what I'm talking about and you know who you are.
Yes, everyone knows what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I think Sammy just texts back, meet me here, and sends the address of the ice cream shop. So like the link pops up with like the ice cream shop name.
With the logo.
That's right, you're eating ice cream.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Henry's still in school. Stanley's going to get him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bjorn was actually over on West doing research. So he's probably like still over there. So he'll probably just walk over.
Okay. Yeah. We'll say it's going to take Henry some time to get there, but I think Bjorn can get there fairly quickly. So I imagine there's some small talk that happens between this fellow and Sammy and Oliver. He's clearly English, so I think Oliver probably is immediately, like, buddies with him. Like, so he's talking about, like, all the places they've visited before. And he's like, oh, yeah, no, I've been there for sure.
They're talking about the tea homeland together.
The tea homeland. Yeah. So, yeah, they're just kind of chit-chatting. And a couple minutes later, Bjorn, you walk in and you see Sammy and Oliver in the back corner of this ice cream parlor with a tall, black-haired man with really long hair and a very pale complexion, just kind of chatting.
Didn't know was gonna be here.
Yeah.
Really quick, on the way Could I, because we say I've fought them before, could I roll my investigative mystery just to see what my current, like, personal knowledge of vampires is for investigative mystery?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. I want to kind of start that off just so I already know what I know about them before I interact with what could potentially be one, because Andrew the player thinks this could be a vampire. I'm not going to
Hannah definitely thinks Severin is a vampire.
Yeah, yeah.
Sammy is unsure because she doesn't know what vampires are like at all.
For whenever I have to react to vampire.
Yeah.
Okay, I got an 8.
Okay.
So I think the pertinent thing that Bjorn would know is what can hurt it. Like, he would have had to kill one of these things before, so I think he has to know how to hurt it.
Generally speaking, silver is rather effective.
Okay. So that's the main way is silver.
But otherwise, stabby stab.
Okay. Just as in, like, kill it till it's
dead? Force trauma.
Yeah. Or piercing damage.
Yes.
Okay, so silver is the way to kill it.
Yes, that is how you kill vampires.
Okay, cool. So he is coming from his research. He sees the word vampire, and he's tense about that because he knows how dangerous they are. And he goes and meets Sammy at this ice cream shop, and he walks in and sees this guy, and he's kind of taken aback at first briefly, but he collects himself and walks over to the table. And he just says,
do you sit next to him or do you pile on the other side with Sammy and Oliver?
I think I pull up a chair to the end of the table. And he just says, I see you have a friend.
Hi.
Sammy kind of looks over at him when he says friend, like, are we friends? Like, she doesn't say that, but she gives Severin that look.
He gives you a shrug.
And then Bjorn just replies, hi. He's so looking over the top of his glasses at him.
Sammy looks over and is like, Bjorn? Severin? Severin? Bjorn?
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. So, he looks around, like, how empty or full is the shop?
It has one or two people in it, but okay. I do want to, as he does that, I want you, Sammy, to make a sharp roll.
Me? I got a 9.
With a 9, you see, as soon as Bjorn, like, turns around to, like, look around the shop, you see Severin blink his eyes again in that same bright red color, and then squint, and then unblink them again so that it looks normal. Looking at Bjorn.
Yeah.
I don't like this. We have literally brought a wolf into the chicken coop. Or the sheep pen, whatever you want to call it. I know we're not sheep, we're not chickens.
Possible future buffet.
I think he's looking for... No, I think he's looking for magical essences.
Yeah, he's trying to figure out what my deal is.
Figure out what he is,
So Bjorn, when he looks back around, he's just going to say, what brings you in on all this?
Murder, I suppose.
Care to explain?
There's a vampire I'd like to kill.
Fair enough. I would agree with that. That's something I want to do, too, after hearing what my friend over here has found out about.
Glad to hear it. And you are? You know.
And he kind of squints at him, and he's like, not important.
Fair enough. He squints back at you.
So awkward. But great.
Who thought your first interaction with what you think is a vampire would be awkward?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Roughly at this point, the bell rings and Henry walks through.
Yeah, I think Henry at this point is like on his way. He's not quite there yet
because
Bjorn just got there and he has to come from the other island.
Yeah. All right, fine.
I think Sammy kind of like scratches the back of her neck and is like, I can explain everything, Bjorn. I think we should just wait till Henry gets here.
That's fine. That'll be fine with that. I'm going to go get some ice cream because ice cream's good.
It's delicious. And he like takes a bit of his ice cream and
you can definitely see how again. You can definitely see how like uncomfortable Bjorn is. This is very awkward for him.
Yeah.
So he's gonna go order some ice cream. He's gonna get something with chocolate and peanut butter in it.
He's gonna get Rocky
Road.
Yeah.
Yummy.
Something like that.
Yeah. Something. Whatever they've got that's got both chocolate and peanuts or peanut butter in it. So.
I think there is what's called the Thornvale Muddy River.
And there we go.
Ooh, that sounds good.
That sounds very good.
Yeah. It has chocolate and peanut butter ice cream, and then it also has like peanut butter, or it has peanut chunks in it.
Okay. So chocolate ice cream with peanut chunks in it.
and peanut butter ice cream.
Oh, peanut butter.
Chocolate
ice
and peanut
cream.
Butter ice cream, okay. And peanut butter and peanut chunks. Chunks.
Interesting. I like it.
Yeah. So you sit down.
Mm-hmm.
Do you talk to this guy at all while you're waiting for Henry?
I'm sure
I don't
Oliver's
think,
chatting
I don't
with
think
him.
Bjorn's going to initiate the conversation. So how about you role play Oliver?
Oliver's the one with charisma.
Yeah. Yeah, Oliver will fill in any gaps in the conversation, but I was just curious if Bjorn has anything particular he wants to talk about.
No, it's pretty clear that this guy doesn't want to talk much, just like Bjorn doesn't want to talk much. So he figures he'll wait until things get explained and maybe when we're alone ask Sammy what this guy's deal is.
Okay.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any mirrors in this parlor?
Is it like one of those like bars, you know, like the big glass
come on,
mirror
there
behind
has to
it?
Be
yeah.
some kind of reflective surface in here.
Just the only reflective surfaces would be the like windows and you can see through them.
What
so.
About the napkin dispensers? You know, those napkin things that are on every table? Come on.
His spoon? Is there a reflection in his spoon?
Roll sharp.
That's
a 10! Whoa. All right, yeah. I think, Sammy, you kind of stop talking to him for a little while and let Oliver have a conversation. Mm-hmm. And as he's eating, he is using a plastic spoon, but you can see in it a little bit, and you think you can see his reflection, but it's difficult to tell.
All right, well, plastic while I'm looking the best at his hands, come up with. Can I get a closer look at his ring?
Yeah, I'll let that kind of slide. What did you want to know about his ring?
Just like, what does it look like? Does it look familiar?
Yeah, so you're looking at this ring and it is a large, what looks like probably silver ring, or at least the same color metal. It could be really anything, but, and it has a, like a squished cross in the middle of it, like a Spanish cross.
Okay, interesting.
It's kind of it's like inlaid with like some kind of red gemstone.
Red, you say.
I'm trying to decide if I should use like dark past to ask Jadis about it.
You are welcome to.
Cause she seemed like she knew stuff about Raul's ring, so I think I will.
Okay.
It's just it's weird.
It is weird.
Okay. It's weird. In more than one way. That is a 9.
Okay. And that usually corresponds to what set of moves, or is this his own move?
I get to ask one question from this
okay.
list. Let's see. Do I know anyone who might be behind this? I think is the best question from the list.
Okay, I like that. So
yeah.
Let's roleplay this out.
Okay, so I think Sammy's looking at this ring and she's kind of just like, thinks that it's odd and remembers that Jadis made a comment about Raul's rings and asks her, do you know, does this look familiar at all? Do you know what this is?
Oh. Yes. Yes, it does. Very familiar, in fact. He's a vampire hunter.
Vampire hunter?
Yeah. There's an old school of them. Spanish in origin, but they've gone out. Well, yes, they use those rings to distinguish. Interesting. Wasn't what I expected.
Wasn't what I was expecting either, considering he... His eyes flash red and he's cold to the touch.
Oh, yes. Yeah, he's clearly something.
Something indeed.
I need... Oh, never mind. I didn't want to interrupt the role
no,
play. I can say
I think
it later.
I think that's pretty much it. I mean, that's...
Okay.
That answers
I
the
think,
question. I mean, that he's a vampire hunter.
I think he's a vampire who hunts vampires.
He might be. I don't know.
Yeah.
We can see his reflection or think we can see it.
It just feels right to me. For some reason, it just feels like this would be the kind of guy who's
I
like,
honestly don't
yeah.
think he's
got
a
some
vampire.
Kind of axe grind against vampires.
He's something, but he's not
he
a vampire. He might yeah. be half and half.
I don't know.
I don't think he's
don't
a full-blood vampire.
I don't know. He might not be, but something,
I
just
guess
a piece of me wonders.
You'll find out eventually.
Yeah.
Or you won't. I guess we'll see.
Hopefully we do a better job about getting this person's backstory than the guy who made the Duolahan, who we didn't learn anything
yeah.
about, and apparently had all this really cool backstory.
Never even learned his real name.
Nope.
Alrighty, so I think a little while later, Henry shows up. I think the attendants at the ice cream store are starting to give you guys kind of funny looks, because you've been here a while. Most people aren't here that long, and most of your ice creams are finished already.
Yeah.
But Henry comes in. Henry, do you get ice cream, or do you just go sit down?
I think he will get ice cream, but first, can I make a similar roll to Andrew to figure out what my knowledge base is as far as vampires based on mainly my YouTube channel and such.
Yeah, sure.
I've read about this sort of thing. Is that it?
I mean, but I don't know if I can use that.
No, that's only that's for cool moves.
Actual move in this situation.
No, but he can do a what's it called?
Investigate a mystery.
Investigate a mystery. Yeah.
That is a 10.
Ooh,
okay. Ooh.
Nice.
You get two questions.
In relation to specifically vampires, because that's what we're thinking this is, what sort of creature, as in, you know, what are the ins and outs of...
What sort of creature is it?
Yes, what sort of creature, and then also, what can it do as far as abilities?
So, in general, a vampire is a humanoid-looking creature that blends in very well with humans, and they drink blood to survive, specifically human blood. They can drink other things' blood, but they don't like it very much, and it doesn't give them the same kind of boost. But it does give them a little bit of a boost. In terms of what can it do, it depends on what kind of vampire you're dealing with. Because if you're dealing with a sort of run-of-the-mill variety, they're somewhat limited in what they can do. They drink blood, they're super fast, they're super strong, but they aren't the best at anything in particular. They're just kind of a super strong, super fast, regular human-ish. You don't even really need silver. They don't like silver. They're also allergic to garlic. But if you're dealing with a way more powerful vampire, they can use magic of different varieties. So, yeah.
Okay.
It depends on what kind of vampire you're dealing with.
Okay, so Henry has a fair amount of knowledge right here. Okay. Well, he is entering an ice cream shop, so in order to hopefully not be more suspicious, he is going to order an ice cream. And I think if they have some kind of a raspberry variation, I think he's going to go for that.
Ooh.
All right, so you get your raspberry ice cream and sit down. Do you sit down on his side? Do you cram in with Sammy and Oliver, or do you pull up yet another chair?
No, I think he's just going to stand with his ice cream.
Stand with the ice cream! Okay.
You hover over this table then, and I think the guy looks up and goes, hello?
Sammy does the same thing. She goes, Henry, Severin, Severin, Henry.
Nice to meet you.
He nods, but the other two could probably tell he's mentally cataloging. She said vampire, and so he's checking out, like, okay.
Is
like
this
internally.
The vampire?
Are we having ice cream with
ice
the
ice cream
vampire?
With the vampire?
I mean, but no, that's
the name of this episode.
Yes.
he's trying to catalog, you know, okay, pale skin.
Ice cream with the vampire, ?
Tall. Yeah.
Okay.
?
You know, like interview with the vampire.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
all right, so what do you say? He says, hello, nice to meet you.
He nods and he says, I heard something about vampires.
Yes. We're looking for one. Is this all of your team?
Yeah, this is everybody. I guess I should explain from the beginning.
Yes, now. Please.
Bjorn puts up a hand and he just says, do we want to do this here or do we want to go somewhere else? My car's right down the street. We could drive somewhere.
Well, they don't seem to be particularly nosy, but I'm fine with whatever.
Oh, is Stanley just
Sammy
waiting up?
Sammy just gives a little shrug.
Is Stanley
no, Stanley
just...
dropped you off and left.
Yeah, Stanley
dropped you off. He officially left. Okay, I wasn't
He doesn't know that this guy is here, so he's not particularly worried, I don't think.
Okay, all right. Henry just shrugs. He just got there, so he's like, I can go or I can stay. He shrugs.
Lead the way, I suppose. Bjorn, was it?
Yeah.
Lead the way, Bjorn.
Will do, Severin. And he leads the way to his government vehicle.
Okay.
You which is very obvious.
Down. Make your way to
Making
him.
Making my way downtown.
Down the way.
Yeah. It's not too far. It's just in downtown West Thornvale. You know, I was there researching at the pawn shop. What was it again? The shop that the guy ran?
It was
an antique store?
Antique shop. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So he's parked near there. So he just walks over there with everybody.
We're all doing some antiquing into the SUV.
No, I was doing some research on a past endeavor.
Oh, all right.
And he lets everyone in. We get in. And he just says, so we can talk on the way, but where do we want to go?
I don't have anywhere to go currently. So wherever you folks would like to go, I'm fine with.
And he looks at the other two and he's just like, well, Oliver's there too, but he's focusing on the other two. And he's just like, well, we have a place we could go. but no offense, but I don't really know you at all, so maybe just here is good.
Fine by me.
It's at least more private than the inside of an ice cream shop.
Okay. Where's everyone sitting in the car?
I'm in the driver's seat, of course.
Okay.
I assume that Severin, Oliver, and Sammy were in the back row because they were Oliver's the most comfortable with Severin.
Yeah, Oliver's probably sitting next to Severin, like squashed in the middle.
He's in the middle.
Yeah.
All right. And Henry's in the front. Sammy, go ahead and roll me another sharp, please.
Uh oh. Probably looking at Henry now, too. That's a 5. I don't know anything. It's 5.
You don't notice anything important.
Great. Okay.
All right.
Well, I guess since they're just going to sit in the car, Sammy will go over everything that happened so everyone's on the same page.
Yeah.
You explain everything.
Just like bullet points for us. So like Sammy looked into Oliver's head, noticed that someone messed with it. Like, so she explains that whole bit. Mm-hmm. Then like how Oliver was confused. Then how they went to the bar where the girl disappeared. And Sammy looked back in time and saw Raul pick her up. Like, she just walked into his car. And she explains there is, like, a magical thing, so she couldn't see his face, but she saw his hand with all of the rings. She does leave out that Jadis said the rings look familiar because she does not want to talk about Jadis in front of Severin.
Fair enough.
So she leave that out. And then she explains that's when she saw, when she came out of, like, looking into the past is when she saw Severin and kind of met up with him, chased him down. So she explains all of that.
Yes, I got tired of running, so here I am.
But it seems like we have the same goal, so we decided to work together because we both want to see Raul dead. I assume.
Correct.
And she looks over at the rest of them being like, we're going to kill this guy, right?
Bjorn's just been nodding along the whole time. Does Henry have anything that he would say first before Bjorn speaks?
I don't think so. I think he's still just watching because new person has entered circle and he's not sure about this person.
Yeah.
I would like to be clear. If Sammy said the whole story, you guys know that he was leaping tall buildings. So.
Yes. Yeah. So now he's not. Yeah. He's even less sure because he's heard evidence that he's definitely something, if not a vampire, then certainly something else.
Does that mean that she also like explains how she like told him that she was a witch child? Will that have come up in her explanation at all?
Okay. Yeah.
So we don't have to be cagey about magic then. Okay.
Yeah.
So Bjorn just kind of looks at Severin after hearing everything. He just says, so you want Raul dead?
Yes, please.
So I assume you know him well. Is there anything you can tell us about him? What is he like? What is there anything that might help us find him here?
He's sadistic. He likes women, specifically. Young ones, if he can get his hands on them. And he likes to play with his food. So, based on the timeline, I assume this girl, unless he likes her, is probably dead. So I'm hoping she wasn't any of your friends.
She wasn't, but that doesn't mean that it shouldn't be our goal to still save her if we're lucky, but we can only do so much. So, any kind of profile on him, where he would stay? What does he do when he travels to places like this?
He likes luxury. He's got a lot of money. It's old money. I'm pretty sure he's an older fella.
Did you say you're pretty sure he's an older fellow? Do you know what he looks like?
Oh, of course I know what he looks like.
So what does he look like? We clearly couldn't see in whatever he was doing, so.
Well, the last time I saw him, he had short hair, black, blue eyes, well-built, thin, depending on whether or not he's had a lot of blood recently. Vampires, they bulk up rather a lot when they feed, so.
Right. And he's kind of looking around at the group again, and he just says, so you seem to be pretty knowledgeable of both him and vampires. So what's your deal? I don't want to pry too much. I just want to know what your capabilities are if we're going to be working together.
I'd rather keep my capabilities to myself, if you don't mind. But I can tell you I hunt vampires.
Fair enough. Like I said, I don't want to pry.
Thank you. And I won't pry into your life.
Fair enough. So, with all that considered then, We need to find this vampire and put him down. So I guess if he likes luxury, East is probably the more likely spot, even though he picked her up over here. So that would be my guess.
Is there a particularly nice place over on East? He might ingratiate himself. He's very persuasive.
Don't say the country club.
Well, oh, Sammy would know where the nice places are.
I think Sammy kind of gulps and is like, the country club, maybe? Like, she says it with like a wince in her voice.
A country club, that definitely sounds like his sort of place. Sounds like if he could get in with someone. Are there places to stay there? Quiet places?
Yeah.
Henry just nods. He doesn't even say anything. He's just nodding because his entire countenance has gone. entire expression has changed. Because remember, he was catatonic there before they found him. So that place for him is like.
Oh yeah, we were all.
Oh yeah, yeah.
We all have a lot of trauma associated with this.
We do.
I know.
Even Bjorn looks a little tense. He looks all tense. Not too visible, but he looks kind of steely.
I think he kind of looks between all of you guys and is like, it's a place you've visited before.
You could
say
that.
Yeah, we had a bad
run
in there
past,
one time.
Past Hunt.
Oh, all right. Well, hopefully we won't have to stay long.
I think we'll be fine now. It's just memories is all.
I understand. Believe me.
Man, I just realized it's just memories is both literal and like...
Ooh.
Our memories of being there, and it was
yeah.
memories there
yeah.
in most cases. Not all yeah. cases, but some cases. Oof.
And this was pre-befriending Oliver, so I'm not sure if Oliver knows quite what's going on either.
No, I think Oliver, if you haven't told him, he would be kind of like, that's
Excuse
a thing
me, what?
I'll talk about later.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Sammy kind of says, or just kind of like, all right, well, we could go stake it out, see if there's any sign of him or anyone we don't recognize, and at least eliminate it if it's not the place.
Oh, we could go ask.
Bjorn gets an idea, too. He says, we do know what his car looks like. Well, Sammy explained it in her vision, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. He's like, well, yeah, we know it's a dark silver car with tinted windows.
Right.
So maybe we could track that down, too. It might even be there.
Sure.
Could also ask
could call
the,
Holland.
Yeah, I could call Captain Holland, too.
Captain Holland?
Yeah, the local police, we work with them from time to time.
He gives you kind of a funny glance and he says, all right. Like, he doesn't quite understand why you would want to work with police.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bjorn just kind of glances over and he's like, so, yeah, we'll start driving over there and while we're on the ferry, I'll give Holland a call.
Ferry?
Yeah, we have to, there's a ferry to get from east to west that we have to go on.
Wonderful. Had enough of the ferry on my way in here, thank you very much.
Then Bjorn kind of raises his eyebrows and he's like, you have a problem with going over water? And he kind of looks at him.
I don't like water very much, no.
Hmm.
And Bjorn's kind of uncomfortable, but he's not going to call him out on it yet. He's not sure what to make of this guy yet because he's clearly...
off.
Well, I was going to say he's off, but he's not hostile.
Nope.
He's
very friendly.
He's very friendly.
Yeah.
I was actually going to say the word friendly. So, yeah. So he starts driving, and I think every once in a while he glances at him in his rearview mirror.
He's there.
Okay. Interesting. Hmm. In this world, does the whole mirror thing stand up for vampires?
I don't think you know.
Okay, I don't know.
I know, because okay. I reread Susanna's book last night. I don't want to say anything. I don't want to mention.
Bjorn's
it.
Probably heard for like my, the lore for like our lore for vampires would exist in this world. So he's heard it, but he doesn't know if it's actually real or not. So
yeah. There's a lot of misinformation with vampires.
Yeah, yep. Just like there was
just because people like making stuff up about them.
Yeah. Please tell me the stake. Well, actually, I've read the books. Why do I forget? I need to. Well,
you need to reread my books.
I need to reread your books.
Know.
Like Hannah did her research. Like
Hannah
she was supposed to. She did her
I
homework.
I did do my research.
I didn't.
There is a. There might be a vampire in one of my Deep Hollow books. So, if you like this one,
sorry for the spoilers.
Go read.
Although
it's
we've
pretty
been,
early in that book established.
I was gonna
that
say it's not really a spoiler.
We've also been plugging those books for a while. So if you haven't read them yet, not that like, you know, there's nothing saying you have to read them, but you have to read them. So I mean, you know. If you're a true fan.
As my husband, you have to read them.
If you're
apparently.
A true fan of the show, you should
but
read
yeah.
you should get the extra lore.
I mean, they're good books.
They're good books, you get extra lore. So I mean, why wouldn't you want more? If you've gotten this far, you love the show, so I mean, you know.
Just I mean, it'd be real weird if you made it 124 episodes and didn't enjoy the show. Yeah. So, yeah, you'd probably enjoy the books.
Yeah. I'm going to stop shilling, though.
Thank you.
Sorry. I just couldn't
help. So, you call Holland?
Yeah. When we're on the ferry, he's going to give her a call.
Okay. You call Holland. She answers. Hello?
Hey. I have some information for you.
That soon?
About the thing I talked to you about earlier.
Yep. Okay. What's going on?
Apparently she was picked up by a guy in a dark silver car with tinted windows.
And you hear like the sound of scribbling. Okay, do you know the model of the car?
Do I know the model of the car?
I would assume Sammy would have told you that information. She got a really good look at the car.
It was a dark silver Lexus.
All right, so he says, yeah, it's a dark silver Lexus.
I don't think you know. I think you know the make of the car. I don't think you know the model. But,
yeah. But he just says the make, yeah.
All right. Do you want me to put out an APB or anything?
All things considered, it probably wouldn't be in the best interest of your officers if you did that.
Do you happen to know what's going on?
Yes. And he looks uncomfortably in his rearview mirror and he just says, it's a vampire.
Oh, like a real one?
Yeah.
Oh, lovely.
So... we could use some help locating that vehicle. We have reason to believe he'd be on East because the profile we've got of him is that he likes luxury. We've met some help.
How about I put out an APB and say not to do anything about it? So they find it, they let us know, and then they don't bother with it.
The only thing I would add in is that they should... the best I can say is to consider the suspect highly dangerous so that they treat any interactions with said individual with the appropriate caution.
Well, hopefully there are no interactions. But all right, I'll go ahead and put on an APB for this car.
There aren't any cameras on East, are there? Like traffic cams?
There are many cameras on East.
It probably wouldn't be efficient to just start looking through that, but if you can think of anything to do that might help.
Well, I happen to have a officer in the doghouse, and he'll be perfect for that job.
Perfect. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Let me know if I can do anything else.
Yeah. I think the only other thing I can give you is we do have a description as well.
Oh, okay.
And he kind of rattles off the look that Severin gave us, as well as the distinctive rings.
Right. Okay. I'll attach that to the APB. I'll tell my officers to keep a lookout for anyone that fits that description.
Thanks, Jolene. I appreciate it.
Happy to help.
And he hangs up.
I think if you look back up, you can see Severin is still staring at you. So how'd you get in with the local cops?
They found out some things, and it was easier to work with them than otherwise. And it's actually kind of helpful this way to have somebody on the inside with... local authorities, I've found.
All right. He doesn't say anything else. So does anyone say anything to him?
See, Bjorn doesn't really have any need to get friendly with this guy. Like, for him, he's just a tool and a resource to use. So he knows he's a vamp... well, Sammy hasn't said anything about him being a vampire hunter yet. Or did he say that himself?
He said he's a vampire.
He's a vampire hunter. So, like, assuming that he's telling the truth since he knew things, like, it'd be... quite a big lie to just luck into saying you're a vampire hunter and not being one in this kind of situation. So, I mean, he has no reason to distrust him in that regard. So he's just gonna, hey, if he's a vampire hunter, I'm gonna make use of him and get this over with, so.
I think Sammy wants to talk to him.
Okay, what do you say?
I think since, you know, we're all cool with the magic and we don't have to hide magic. I know he said he doesn't want to talk about his capabilities, but Sammy's curious.
Go ahead.
I think she says, so, you know what I am. I'm not gonna ask you what you are, but I'm just curious, you do a lot of magic? Know a lot of magic?
Not so much, no. It's not really my specialty.
Hmm.
Just one or two little things that I can do. It's not so much it's kind of an instinctual bit.
I think Sammy just kind of nods and says, oh, okay, just, you know, wondering if you had any tricks you might be able to teach me.
No, I don't think we're particularly compatible.
Why is that?
Oliver is sitting right there and he's hearing this conversation about whether or not
All right, I tried.
I think Oliver's probably like holding onto Sammy's hand.
Yeah.
Just feeling like the tiniest bit threatened.
Oh, it's okay. Oliver, it's fine.
All right. So you guys eventually make your way to the ferry, and as you guys are on the ferry, you see he looks like ill immediately as soon as the ferry starts moving.
Oh.
And he rolls down the window, and he just kind of like leans on the side of the door with his head like almost out the window.
Can I? Oh man, I'm trying to see. I don't feel like this is something Sammy would have on her, but maybe something Bjorn would have in his car that maybe we could roll luck for. Do you think Bjorn would have those like little bracelets, the seasickness bracelets that have like the pressure point thing? Do you know what I'm talking
about? I mean, maybe some like, he might have some like Dramamine or something.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I might have meds, but I think the wristband would be a bit too specific.
Because Bjorn has a first aid kit.
I thought that'd be funny if Sammy could just hand him.
Oh yeah, I have a first aid kit.
He has a first aid kit, so yeah. I would be willing to bet he has some like Dramamine or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I specifically have like a first aid kit for doing like some pretty heavy first aid, like more than just the regular stuff. So do you want me to roll for it still or just...
Well, I want to see how Sammy brings this conversation up.
Yeah. Okay.
I think she kind of like looks over at him and feels a little bit of, you know, bad because she's been seasick before.
Yeah, he looks greener than he did before.
Says, do you need like some motion sickness medicine? I'm sure we have some around here.
And he kind of sticks his head out the window really slowly and then brings it back in and says, we're not on this for very long, right?
Not too long, but I mean, I do have a kit in the back if you need something.
I'll be fine. Don't worry about it. I'm good. And he kind of burps and then sits back in his chair.
I think Bjorn's just going to pass in silence and keep an eye on him to make sure he doesn't faint or something or puke in his car or
he
whatever.
He does not. You guys, it takes a couple minutes to get across to the other island. And as soon as the car is kind of on solid ground again and not being rocked by the waves, he looks a lot better. He still looks a little uncomfortable, but he looks a lot better.
Interesting.
Sorry, I don't like water.
I can see that. So let's, I guess, try the country club first like we were talking about. See if we just luck into it.
All right, sounds good. So you guys head over to the country club. And there's a couple people here today. I think you can tell it's, you know, almost evening. There's a couple of people kind of floating around. You can see dudes in, like, golf outfits sitting near a golf cart just having a old man conversation of some variety near the entrance. But otherwise, there's a couple people there. What do you guys do?
I just thought of something really quick. Henry, your sword. Does Bjorn know if Henry's sword is silver or cold iron?
I forget what it actually is. I believe it is cold iron, if I recall.
I'm positive it's cold iron.
Okay. And Bjorn would know that.
I'm pretty sure Sammy's knife is silver.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Sammy's knife is silver.
Yeah.
Actually, let me look at my own kit.
But I'm wondering if Henry even has all his gear on because he came from school.
No, he was at school.
He wouldn't have everything
on. Yeah, he probably doesn't. Yeah.
I have no doubt that Stanley would have dropped you off or would have got you your stuff.
Oh, that's true. Stanley would have picked
you
up.
You didn't just come from school, so you're okay.
That's true.
All right.
You can have your stuff.
And then also, Susanna, I noticed somehow in my, what's the word? On my page, I have 1 point of harm, and I don't know what that's from. Can I remove that?
You shouldn't. It's probably from the last
arc, yeah.
Okay.
Did we ever do end of arc experience?
I don't know if we did.
Honestly, I don't remember.
I think we were too traumatized.
I think we were.
Yeah.
We'll come back to it.
We'll come back to it or double check the audio or something.
Oh, we should do it so I could level up.
I wouldn't level up from it anyways, so.
I
was bringing that question up because I wanted to verify if I had any silver, which I don't.
I do.
Bjorn is just going to talk to the car and just say, I just realize you should probably be talking more specifics instead of just kind of plodding along here. If anybody doesn't know, one of their biggest weaknesses is silver. I don't got any, except for some bullets. What about you guys? Because I just remembered we do actually still have some bullets left over from when we got Winston ammo. So.
Yeah.
We got that at least, but that's probably it. Like, just some ammo and yeah.
Yeah.
I think Sammy just kind of like motions to her jacket pocket and says, my knife is silver.
Henry shakes his head. Not me.
If you want anything else, you're going to have to ask Miguel for it.
I know.
Good thing I have silver, so I don't have to talk to Miguel.
All right. So you guys kind of compare notes on what you've got, and then you're going to go on the country club?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, we're going to go look around.
Yeah, okay. We are going inside this.
You guys go directly inside?
Well, Bjorn's going to look around the outside first and just see if he notices the car.
Okay. I don't think you noticed the car. I'll go ahead and say that for you.
Yeah.
I was going to say the forbidden words and say we could split up.
I don't think Bjorn's there yet.
Especially
he's
going to
look through
place.
The parking lot.
No way.
Yeah, he's going to look through the parking lot and yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
He's going to look around the parking lot and not see the car and just say, well, I don't see the car here. Do we have any reason to believe he'd walk here? I don't think so.
I doubt it.
So I mean, is maybe there private parking somewhere?
I don't know. You answer that.
I don't know. That's a good question. I was just kind of thinking like what our strategy should be. I mean, I doubt we want to just walk in there and ask around for this guy. They probably couldn't tell even us something about that. So they would claim, you know, privacy and such. We don't have a warrant or anything.
I think she looks over at Severin and says, would vampires leave some kind of magical essence or trail?
Yep. If it's here, it's recently enough, I could go look for it if you'd like.
I mean, I could help. We could at least look.
All right. Yeah. Give me a second, I guess. He gets out of the car and starts, like, looking around. And it kind of, like, looks around to see if anyone else is looking. And then he blinks and his eyes turn fire engine red. And he starts looking around and kind of squints and blinks his eyes and turns back around and says, he's been here. I don't know if he's still here, but he's been here.
For the audience, I'm raising my hand and Susanna's looking at me. Can I roll an investigate a mystery on this guy? If I just saw him turn his eyes red?
Sure.
Cool. I'm going to do that. I don't trust this guy. 9.
Ask me a question.
I'm torn between what sort of creature is it and what can it do? Because I partially want to know what it is he's doing with his eyes, but I'm also, I think, more curious about if the eyes are a tell to what he is or what his deal is, because that's what Bjorn's more concerned about. So I think I will go with that one. What sort of creature is it?
Okay, this looks very similar to when you've seen like Angelina will look for something, or mm-hmm. even if you've seen Sammy, sometimes her eyes light up with a golden color.
Mm-hmm.
The color is wrong though. You okay. don't know what makes the color, but the color is not witch magic, and it's not Dragon Knight or like that kind of magic. It's a different kind of magic, and you're not sure what it is.
Red magic.
Blood magic. So,
but it's magic of some variety, but you're not entirely certain exactly what kind.
Okay, so I know he's magical at the very
least.
He's
magical.
But I don't, okay.
They did
I figured
have a conversation
it
about magic. He said yeah. he has a few things he can do, but he's not very good at it.
Instinctual, yeah.
Instinctual.
So Bjorn tucks that away for later. Color-coded magic. I should have seen it coming. The red eyes should have been a tell that it was just a new...
I do love my color-coded magic.
I know. It's good. I like it. Why couldn't he have had blue eyes? Because then he's from the same plane of existence as our friend the rhino. What was his name again?
Alvin?
What was the blue rhino's name?
Alvin.
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 Yeah.
Populated
I would have liked somebody from Alvin's dimension. That would have been nice.
Or blue sentient rhinos and a vampire. Okay.
Alvin's magic color was color-coded blue, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. If his eyes were blue when he did that, he would have been from that plane of existence, maybe.
Honestly,
I don't know.
If there had been
maybe
a vampire on that plane, all the rhinos
You don't even
would
know about
dead.
Alvin.
That's true. We don't actually know about Alvin. That's just Andy.
All right, so you guys, moving on. He comes back and says he's been there. He's not sure if he's still there, but he has been there. Or at least a vampire has been there.
Did Sammy do the same thing or not? I didn't know.
She was going
lost
to.
Focus. Okay. But he did and said there's a vampire here. Okay.
Yeah. I guess Sammy, knowing that there's a vampire, could try to see another place or time and just go back a little bit to see if she sees anyone.
Sure. When do you want to go back to?
I think she asked Severin, do you know how recently they might have been here?
I have no idea. I'm sorry. I can feel the essence. It's more recent than when the girl was abducted.
So you think maybe the past day? Maybe two?
Two or three, yeah.
Okay, Sammy's gonna try to go back 2 days and see what she sees.
Okay, Sammy, go ahead and roll for me.
That is a 12.
A 12? Okay. So the magic works like you want it to.
Yes, it does.
You sound upset about that.
Hello, occasionally. Maybe just a tad bit. So, magic works like you want it to. You go back and you can see 2 days ago, 2 days exactly, nothing there. You see a man walk inside, not the same guy.
Does he look suspicious?
He looks like an old rich white guy.
Oh. Can I go back another day?
Sure. Do you just want to scan kind of the time?
Yeah, I think she's just kind of like going back and forth trying to see if she sees anyone okay. that looks like.
Yeah. I will kind of cut to the chase. You scan back about probably 2.5 days ago, and mm-hmm. you see this guy go walk in through the front door without the girl, but he does walk in the front door and he waves at someone on the inside before he closes behind him.
Is it
a guy
Raul?
That looks exactly like his description of Raul?
Oh, okay. Yeah, so Sammy will... Oh, could she, like, go forward? I guess she would have to have left by now. Or I guess he does.
You could scroll if you'd like to.
Yeah, I think she'll just scroll forward to see if he leaves at any point.
You actually see him come and go a couple times. He never seems to have the girl with him, but you see him come and go. And he seems to know the people here. He waves at someone every time he comes in. Or nods, acknowledges people.
Okay. Sammy comes back to the present and says... Yeah, Raul's definitely been here a couple of times. He seems to know everybody here. He's waving to people inside. I mean, I don't see him with anyone else. He's just walking in and out.
Interesting. I wonder where
but
the girl
I mean, if
is.
He's,
then.
Yeah, I don't know. But if he's coming in and out, I mean, we could stay here, see if he comes back.
Sure. I'd be interested in knowing why he knows these people.
Yeah, me too, actually. I'd like to find out if he's staying here or if it's something else. When you were scanning, did it seem like he stayed overnight or just during the day?
I'm guessing it seemed, Susanna, like he stayed overnight.
Yeah, he seems to come and go at all hours.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'd be staying here. He came and went a lot. It seemed like he was here for a while.
So, he looks around at the group. He says, what kind of tact does everybody want to take with this? We could just go in and ask after him, but they might not just tell us things about guests if he's staying here. I could use my authority, and he looks at Severin, doesn't elaborate, but he says, I could use my authority to ask after him, but that'll only get me so far, and I'd have to give a reason for why I need to talk to him, which would raise questions. I'd rather not do that. So the only other thing I can think of is pretend to be guests ourselves, but I don't think we're going to meet the, bar for
I
that
think
one.
Sammy gestures to herself and it's like, do I look like country club clientele to you?
That's my point exactly. No offense.
Well, it is America. I suppose you could. Sorry.
I'm just trying to realize, was that a slight at us?
Rude.
That wasn't Bjorn saying that. That was Andrew saying that. Was that a slight against us? Jerk.
Yeah,
what
Sammy
makes your country club
like
so much better? Yeah, what makes your country club so much better? Damn Brit.
I think Wesley
no offense to any British
something.
People out there, by the way, I just don't like this British guy. So yeah, he's just gonna say, I mean, unless we, I hate to say it, got in disguise or something like that, I think that route's kind of not available to us. So anybody else got any ideas? I'm kind of dry on this one.
If he has been here, we gotta figure out if he's staying here permanently, which seems to be the case, but we need to figure out where. There's enough rooms in that place we could be searching for hours.
Yeah.
I mean, I could go in and try to use some mental tricks to see how these people know him.
Not a bad idea.
It could work if it works out, then at least if he comes back and they mention us, well... Better if we could get a hold on it before they know, because then if he asks after us, he could be on alert for it, but it seems like the best thing we've got.
I think you hear Oliver clear his throat a little bit and says, I might be able to get us in.
And Bjorn just kind of looks at him with like like an of course kind of look, and he's like, go ahead, how's that?
I make friends very easily, and I know people in there. I bet they'd let me in. And if you were with me, it'd probably be fine.
Okay, I mean, if it gets us in, I don't mind being your entourage.
Alright.
Alright, I guess we just go in and Sammy'll try to telepathy or maybe other things into getting the information they need.
Okay, yeah. So, you guys just gonna go in?
Yeah, but the way you asked that makes me skeptical.
What would your characters do? Don't think about me.
Well, Bjorn wouldn't come in, like, fully loaded. You know, like, he's not going to be bringing in his big weapons. He's going to still keep his pistol on him because he's allowed to have it. But, and his assault knuckles now. He'll have those on him because they can stick those in a pocket. I mean, I really want to use those things, but, like, it has to be against something that, like, the poison would be effective on. Otherwise, there's no reason. It's not as strong as my other stuff. So, yeah. I want to use it so bad, though. I'm excited to use it someday. Anyways, so yeah, he's going in like that. I mean, he's willing to just walk in. Like, if he's just with Oliver, I mean, he's wearing a suit. He looks pretty nice, so.
Okay, yeah.
He's not, I can't think of anything he'd be worried about for us just walking in like we're guests, you know?
Yeah.
So.
I don't think Henry's going in. I think for two reasons, for his own rather awful experience at this place previously, and to ensure that nothing sneaks up on them with their backs turned. I think he's gonna just attempt to keep a watch on the outside while not being suspicious, which I don't know how good he is at not looking suspicious when he's just outside the entry, but I'm gonna try that.
I mean, if you just sit in a car, you
could sit in the car.
Yeah.
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 I mean, okay. That works too.
Is everyone cool with Henry staying in the car?
Yeah.
By himself.
Everyone have a problem.
I think everyone else can understand.
Yeah.
Except for Oliver and Severin.
Yeah. I think when Sammy steps out onto the parking lot, you can see she, like, shivers and then composes herself.
I think Bjorn, I didn't want to disrupt from the more tense moment, but kind of a funny thing. Bjorn's, like, walking away from the car, and he stops for a moment, and he looks thoughtful. And he goes back to the car, and he opens the door to the passenger side. He looks at Henry, and he just says, "It would probably be best," and he kind of reaches in his pocket, "if I left the keys with you just in case, but only if you need it." You understand?
He's glancing between the open hand and his face because he's like, he's thinking, is this guy pulling my leg or what? Because he would never give me the keys to his vehicle.
I think Bjorn is thinking very, very, what's the word?
Worst case scenario.
Practically, yeah. He's thinking very practically, like, if somebody's running away and Henry's already in the car, he's the fastest one who could start running this person down, you know? Like, so I should give him the key so he can start driving after.
Yeah, no, I think that makes sense.
So that's why he's thinking it. But yeah, normally he's like, he wouldn't give this teenager that has just a learner's permit, like, his keys normally.
Yeah, and then he just nods and takes the keys and, yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys walk there, and I think Oliver probably is holding Sammy's hand and notices the shiver. And kind of looks down at Sam and goes, "You all right?"
Yeah. We can talk about it later.
I'll hold you to that. Okay, so you guys walk inside. And as soon as Oliver walks in the front door, you see an older man kind of wave at him and say, "Oh, Mr. Evans, it's so good to see you." And he says, "Hi, Clyde, how's it going?" Kind of enters in and starts greeting this sort of older looking man with a very large mustache. And you guys walk in, and there's a room full of people. There's a couple around. I think all of them probably look up as you enter. And as you guys enter, you hear this crash. And if you all follow this with your eyes, you see in the corner of the room, someone has bumped into a glass vase that has fallen down onto the ground. And they start leaning over and trying to pick it up. And you hear an ow as this person kind of nicks their thumb. And you kind of look around. Everyone's kind of surprised at this. And I think Severin immediately starts walking over there and kind of looks down and says, "Hey, are you all right?" And before any of you have the chance to move, this person that had nicked their thumb picks up a piece of the glass from this broken vase and jams it into Severin's neck. And that's where we're gonna leave it.
What?
What the heck?
Oh my god.
What the heck?